The passage describes the completion and consecration of the tabernacle and the priestly garments as commanded by God to Moses, establishing a sacred dwelling place for God among the Israelites during their wilderness journey. The main characters are the Israelites, who execute the work, Moses, who inspects and obeys God's instructions, and Aaron and his sons, who are consecrated as priests. This occurs in the second year after the Exodus from Egypt. The Israelites complete all the work for the tabernacle and the sacred garments for Aaron and his sons, bringing everything to Moses. Moses inspects the work, sees it conforms to God's commands, and blesses the people. God then instructs Moses to set up the tabernacle on the first day of the first month, providing specific directions for placing the ark, table, lampstand, altars, and basin, and for consecrating them with anointing oil match. Moses follows these commands exactly, erecting the structure, arranging all furnishings, and anointing everything to consecrate it. He then brings Aaron and his sons, washes them, dresses Aaron in the sacred garments, anoints him, and consecrates him and his sons as priests. Upon completion, the cloud of God's presence covers the tent, and his glory fills the tabernacle into, guiding Israel's travels by its movement. The New Testament connection states that the Word became flesh and dwelt among humanity, with his glory being seen. The psalm response expresses a desire to go to God's dwelling place and worship, asking for the Lord to arise to his resting place, and for priests to be clothed with righteousness. This event marks the fulfillment of God's instructions for a portable sanctuary, establishing a system for worship and atonement, and visibly demonstrating God's presence with his people through the guiding cloud and glory. The consecration of Aaron's lineage institutes a permanent priesthood. The narrative completes the tabernacle's construction, a major project begun after the covenant at Sinai, and transitions Israel into a period of guided travel. The event looks forward to a New Testament reality of God dwelling among humanity in person, and a call for joyful worship at his footstool.